Financial assets of Czech households grew by 6% annually on average in the previous 5 years and reached the equivalent of $194 billion in 2014. This according to the Global Wealth Report by the Boston Consulting Group, which was released earlier this week. The study ranks 63 countries. Among the financial assets included in the study for the Czech Republic were cash, bank deposits, mutual funds, shares, and pension and life insurance. 5% of the richest Czechs own 45% of the total financial wealth. That compares to 48% in Poland, 52% in Germany, and 77% in the United States. Assets worth over $100,000 are owned by 200,000 Czech households, that is around 5%, and some 10,000 Czech households are dollar millionaires.
More than 60 Czech firms are gearing up for a technology trade fair to be held in Shanghai, China next week. In all, some 900 exhibitors are taking part. The Czech Republic is the main international partner, meaning Czech companies should benefit with regards to the most advantage and most prestigious floor space. Yaroslav Tvrdík, the head of the Czech-Chinese Chamber of Commerce, said that China was interested in automobile and plane manufacture, engineering products, as well as biotech and nanotechnology.
A confidence survey conducted by the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce suggests that a vast majority of German firms investing in the country would pick the Czech Republic again. According to results released by the Chamber this week, 92% investing companies replied in the affirmative. Two-thirds of the companies assessed the current economic situation in the Czech Republic as satisfactory, and 29% replied it was in good shape, almost double the number of firms compared with last year's survey. The number of companies describing the current economic situation as poor dropped to 7%. The figure last fell below the 10% mark in 2008. Previously, almost 20% of the respondents assessed the situation as bad.
The Czech Industry and Trade Ministry announced this week it had prepared a new proposal for renewed mining of metals, including gold. Industry and Trade Ministry Jan Mladek made the announcement this week. The town of Zlaté Hory in the Jeseníky mountain range is one area where mining could be renewed, Mr. Mladek told journalists. The town's mayor, Milan Ratz, said the renewed activity would help the district, which suffers from 11% unemployment. The state-run company Diamo has been commissioned to work out a feasibility study on gold mining in the area.
The authorities have uncovered more than 10 tons of poultry from neighboring Poland containing salmonella bacteria. According to the spokesman for the State Veterinary Administration, the tainted meat from the same supplier made its way to shelves at three locations: Lone, Baškana near Friedek Místek, and Sudska near Nymburk. The authorities ordered the immediate removal of deep frozen boneless chicken by the distribution firm. The company could face up to 1 million crowns fine.